Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. With Ryan Hollins, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The DP Show brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Najee Harris, Pro Bowl running back for the Steelers, will join us as there's a lot of chatter about who his quarterback will be. He'll join us in 30 minutes. Plus, we got to get you ready for the three Western Conference matchups tonight, including the Suns taking on the Pelicans, and Devin Booker won't play tonight for the Suns. What does that mean for that matchup where the Pelicans are tied at one apiece? But, Ryan, I want to go to last night. You want to do Boston or you want to do Philly first? Like, which one? Because I do have a Philly question in terms of excellence. Let me start with a Philly question.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe Nick Nurse, I actually played for Nick Nurse. He was an assistant on a team in the USBL, and I watched him, and I thought, man, guy's an excellent coach, tremendous game planner. But the last play last night for the Philadelphia 76ers, he doesn't have anybody on the basketball, and I don't mind that in the full court, because in the full court, you know, you can play 5-on-4 on defense, and that guy can be a rover and could just double the basketball and rove and try and get steals. But in that particular position, Fred VanVleet, instead of being on the ball, is put underneath the basket, I guess, to protect against the lob. But Fred VanVleet can't protect against the lob anyway. He couldn't really. He was too small and late to try and help on Embiid, and he didn't have the basketball. Isn't that a isn't that a coaching decision that led him to being in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Yeah, I can see that. And the one thing about Nick Nurse is he's not traditional. He mixes things up. You saw him boxing one Steph Curry. He doesn't mind getting outside the box. And in that situation, he might have been a little too creative. And I think what a lot of people missed about Philly's last play is, you know this, Doug, last play situations, you switch everything. But Embiid messes you up because technically you don't want to switch off Embiid because he's so much bigger. He brings that size disparity. So what happened was his man was able to get screened and Van Fleet was under the basket and Van Fleet wasn't in a situation because he just assumed, hey, fight over everything. You're going to keep Achiuwa on Embiid and that'll be the rules. They try to stick to their principles just because, you know, Embiid is one of those guys, and we talked about him earlier, he breaks your rules. You don't want to switch. You want to stay home, and that's why he was able to get screened. But there's definite miscommunication because at the end of the game, to have a guy end up being that wide open, it really threw you off. So now the chess match starts.
All right, let's get to the Celtics and the Nets. I think the big story is Kyrie doesn't really have the ball, kind of disappears in the fourth quarter. And Kevin Durant, though he got to the free throw line 20 times, didn't make a field goal in the second half. You mentioned physicality. I think it's a culmination of the refs are letting him play. They're basically playing a zone off of anybody not named, you know, Seth Curry and Durant and Kyrie Irving. So there's not a lot of room. But it's amazing that the Celtics, they don't have Robert Williams. And Robert Williams is their rim protector. Incredible athlete. A guy who can switch onto a Kyrie Irving. And yet, look at their shot chart, Ryan. They didn't get to the rim. Like, the reason Kyrie Irving wasn't successful last night was he's the best finisher of any guard in the NBA in terms of finishing shots and finishing package. Couldn't get to the rim. Same thing for Kevin Durant.
You got to play Kevin Durant off the ball. Him putting the ball on the deck and creating is not working. And Doug, we talked about this earlier. It's if there's one weakness or you can find it in KD, if you're allowed to get physical with him and you can get into his dribble, KD's going to have to work without dribbles, or he's going to have to be, you know, in his 1-2 dribble huggies pull up bag. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to get into his bag like that. But the off the bounce, it's not going to work with KD. And ultimately, you know, KD may have to get the ball in the elbow and punish the help. You know, and I put Curry on one wing, and I put Kyrie on the other. And if you want to sag in and protect the nails and the elbows, which means you're going to give extra help off the shooters, he's going to have to hit those guys in stride, and they're going to have to knock down shots. But you have to break the defense. And what I'm seeing, Doug, let me know if you see it any different. Kevin Durant and Kyrie, they're kind of looking at a loaded defense and just attacking the loaded defense of Boston. And yeah,
well, hold on, Ryan. So what people understand is a loaded defense means they're just guys in the way.
They're just guys
in the way. You get feet in the paint, arms and legs in the paint. Like that's the like. Look, you made it. I didn't, but I remember being in summer league, and I was fortunate to be in summer league with the Lakers, and I remember like the windows for making passes, they close up so much quicker. And guys that, you know, there's no such – you're not really getting wide open step-in shots like you do in college and high school basketball, right? Like, everything is challenged because guys can just recover quicker. But, like, it's just such a flawed team. Like, they're trying to play Dragic or Patty Mills or Seth Curry, but the problem with Patty Mills or Seth Curry is they're just little, and there's nowhere to hide them, you know, against Boston defensively. And you could say, well, you can have one little – you already have a little guy out there. You already have Kyrie Irving, who's not a particularly good defender. To put two guys out there and you just – you don't have – like, it's a very, very difficult mix. And pretty obvious they don't think Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge can play anymore, right? They're washed. Otherwise, they would have gotten some run. And I – dare I say Ben Simmons is going to have to kind of save him, but I don't know – how they have to use him where he has the ball in his hands. But even that, there's some time and reps it takes of playing with a guy like that. They've never done it.
Here's what Steve Nash is going to have to do.
if you remember, the Houston Rockets were putting paws on the Golden State Warriors because when things started getting tough, what did Kevin Durant do? Give me the ball, ISO, get out of my way.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to force those two to play team basketball because right now the freelance, the one-on-one, as great as they are, it's not working. So Steve Nash is going to say, hey, man, like, if Goran's on the floor, let him be Goran. Like, if Curry's on the floor, let him create. Let someone make something happen, and we're going to take that look. And I don't think either of those guys are being selfish, but what happens is when your defense can load up and then you have, let's say there are 20 possessions, 25 possessions, right, where Kevin Durant had to go against a loaded defense and didn't get a call that he liked. So let's say, you know, hey, 10 of the possessions got a call, the other 10 he didn't. That plays into your favor because now those other four guys on the team didn't touch the basketball. And you know the other half the time, those are Kyrie shots. So now, like you said, you're playing 2-on-5, and that's what Boston's able to do. They're loading up, and, you know, when I played in Spain, I love this term. They would say that, my coaches would come over and say this, Doug. They say, you got to destroy the coverage. They tell the shooters, like, if I roll to the rim, the shooter will pop back, the guy missed a shot, inexcusable. You have to destroy the coverage so that they get out of it. So they're going to have to destroy that. It's two guys in the paint sitting, just watching Kevin Durant. They're going to have to destroy that coverage to open it up. And KD played with the Warriors. You couldn't help off. It was KD one-on-one with no help. This is KD one-on-five with help behind him. That's going to have to be fixed to get the best out of KD.
It's fascinating. And then you have the injuries. Chicago takes down Milwaukee, right? And you saw a little bit of the Kyrie. A little bit of the Caruso. You also had DeMar DeRozan. Could have been a Laker. 41 points. I'm out. That guy, what a year he's had. And then you add in Chris Middleton now out. Going to have an MRI today. Got a sprain in the MCL. Look, we saw this last year. And I totally understand that there are other flaws to the Lakers. But last year, Lakers were dominating the Suns. Right? Talking trash. Whole bench was up. Then AD goes down, and it becomes a house of cards. And we've seen this time and again in the NBA playoffs where you lose a player, and obviously if you lose a star player, it's going to be losing Chris Middleton. We sure Milwaukee wins this series?
They should. And the reason that I say Milwaukee should still win this series, they don't have anybody to match up with Giannis. That's the thing.
Watch Caruso last night? He did a great job.
Listen, Caruso's a dog, but I don't know how sustainable that is. And Caruso, he's got a championship-level player. He knows how to bring it. Now, I don't want to take anything away from him, but, Doug, you and I both know if we're betting all series long, that's going to be the matchup. I don't know if I'm going to rely on that. But I still believe that Giannis has the ability, and he's going to have to come in with a different type of hard hat mentality. He's going to have to use his mind along with his physicality to take this series over. And then hopefully you get Jrue Holiday rolling, and Jrue Holiday ends up looking like one of those, you know, all-star, you know, guards that he can be when Jrue's in his bag. But I still think they're not going to have a guy for Giannis once he gets downhill and he attacks that gives the Bulls just enough to win. You didn't feel just super comfortable. They defended well. And the thing about Middleton, where you may ask, well, what's the big deal here? Middleton's their closer. And when Giannis gets hot, it's the Giannis show. Make no mistake, he's going to be consistent. But the way that Middleton plays, he can get his shot off. And, Doug, you know how much of a premium this is. Guys that I play with, like Paul Pierce, in tight spaces. He doesn't need you to run a play. He doesn't need a bunch of room. You can contest his shot perfectly, and he hits it. And that's what Middleton brings. And that's that edge where he may score 15 or 20 points in the fourth quarter, which is a place where Milwaukee can struggle. So I still see the impact of him being out, but I don't see enough juice. I just don't see the juice with the Bulls to get them through. I don't think they have enough size or depth, and they kind of have to play one of those perfect games to end up winning.
I will point out that there were a couple calls away, a couple of borderline calls away in game one from making that thing a one possession and making it interesting. And they did win last night. Both those games were in Milwaukee. But I understand. You look at their roster and you look at the roster and you look at what the Bucks have done. We don't know what the Bucks look like. And those elbow ISOs for Chris Middleton or transition, you know, going one-on-one. Like, they need – you can't just be all Giannis and play off of Giannis the entire game. What they look like without him is going to be fascinating going forward. Speaking of fascinating, a guy who's inarguably unique and I think inarguably the best baseball player in the world, nearly pulled off an unbelievable night pitching. But it hasn't, like, if I didn't mention it, would you know it? We'll get to that next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Doug Gottlieb, Brian Hollins in for Dan of the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. I was thinking this, Ryan, we're during the break, we're talking about the Bulls, and there are some guys that they just make plays that you wouldn't say, and I do think that there was some talk, I'm trying to think who said it, that was talking about, was relating somebody to Dwayne Wade, where he's a Jimmy Butler's like a playoff shooter. And Dwayne Wade was a superstar of that elk, right? Where Dwayne Wade's not a particularly good three-point shooter, but damn, you're not going to dare him in the playoffs because he'll find a way to make it. To a far lesser extent, there's those guys that, I mean, Alex Caruso, like last night, the Bulls' last possession that they got a bucket on, right? They come down, they shoot, and who gets the offensive rebound? Alex Caruso. You know, he finds a guy in the corner for a three. He finds Zach LaVine in the corner for a three. Alex Caruso. And even if you go back, I don't know if you remember when the Lakers won the title, right? Their first game, of the playoffs. First game of the playoffs, they didn't play Alex Caruso. I don't know if you remember. And they were playing Quinn Cook instead. And it was like Caruso even had to earn the respect in the bubble of that coaching staff, and he just makes plays. Again, I he's not a superstar, but those are the type of guys that you have to have if you want to win this thing. And it's really interesting on how hard an eval it must be, because you want them, but at what price? And you're watching last night going like, how many teams could have had that guy and understand what that guy brings to the table?
Well, here's the deal too, that I think sometimes the Lakers have unappreciated, or I think it's just tough, that even beyond the Lakers is playing with LeBron. You know, there are moments where LeBron's feeling good. He wants to take over. And then there are moments where LeBron's like, let me relax off the basketball and you go make a play. So you don't really know always how to value those Carusos in this sense, because they may not have the ball for an entire game. You know, it may be a less than appealing stat sheet. You know, if we pulled up Caruso's numbers during that championship run, they'd be less than impressive. But ultimately, it did not mean that he didn't have an impact on the game. And he's one of those guys that, hey, LeBron, you're in takeover mode. Go at it. Hey, LeBron, you want me to make a play? You know what? I'm fearless. I'm going to step up and I'm going to, you know, take a shot. And, you know, this season we played the Bulls, Caruso was out, but I just told him, keep his head up, man, keep working, and that his work is not unnoticed, and he plays winning basketball, and you see it. And that's kind of the thing about Chicago. Like, Billy Donovan has done an excellent job, and I don't think you could really evaluate Billy in his time in OKC, because he knew everything he did, he had to fit around Russ, and there's no disrespect there. There's no problem there. That's just it's Russ's show. But now you're getting to see Billy put his stamp on this Bulls team, and the guys like the Carusos, as you're mentioning, you are starting to see their value. And Doug, you know it, like, you don't appreciate these guys until the playoffs, and you're like, hey, that's a winning basketball play. Like, you don't appreciate winning basketball plays in the regular season. You just see the highlights and the points, but now you're appreciating winning basketball from the Carusos of the world.
All right, if I say to you, like, the greatest athletes in the world, Ryan Hollins. And for people like, look, Ryan, you obviously played, you've covered all sports, working for us at Fox, working at ESPN as well. This year, in addition, you added calling all the Rockets games as well. Okay, but it's not like basketball is only what you do. So if I were to ask you, like, the greatest athletes in sports right now, and you had to list 10 of them, okay? Would you list Shohei Ohtani on that list if I hadn't mentioned his name?
Immediately to mind, probably not. You think about his body of work and what he can do on both sides of the ball. Yeah. You can't question it. The guy's like a freak of nature. I mean, like, Serena Williams pops into my head. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Like Tom Brady, you know, Michael Jordan, like LeBron, like those guys immediately pop. But no, baseball does not. We were talking about it yesterday. Baseball doesn't give you that casual fan appeal. That, you know what I'm saying? That, like, hey, like, even the basketball guys know that, like, you don't get that. And that's what you're missing, is the universal, everyday Joe Schmo, not hardcore fan appeal. And that's what baseball
you know, his loss. It's not the hardcore guys are there. Those fans aren't going anywhere. But you're missing the everyday ones. And you're right, Doug.
Yeah, so how do we, like, okay, so for people who don't know, you're just, like, waking up. You're just you're like, what about Shohei Ohtani? So last night he had a perfect game going. He throws six innings, 81 pitches, 12 strikeouts, walks one, gives up one hit. So only two base runners in six complete innings. And it's not like he did it against the Reds, some terrible team. He did it against the Astros, right, who have dominated their division, who have won, granted a tainted, but won a World Series, you know, been deep in the playoffs, even going back to last year, like against a legit lineup. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you know, on the other side, he had two hits. One was a double, knocked in a couple runs. You know, the guys were literally watching a modern-day Babe Ruth. Like, let me repeat that. We're watching. This was told to me. I had a major league pitcher. This was like 3 years ago or something. It was before he had the elbow surgery, before he had Tommy John. I had a buddy who's like, you know who the best player in the sport is? I was like, well, I started listing guys like, no, it's Shohei Ohtani. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he's a top 10 pitcher and he is a top 10 hitter.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, this isn't Little League. This is the major leagues. Did you hear what I said? He's a top 10 hitter. He's a top 10 pitcher.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to concentrate on one or the other. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, like, you would think if Babe Ruth was leading off and had a perfect game, like, you would stop everything you're doing and cut in on. Did you see what? Yes, I understand it's the Angels, not the Dodgers, but he's still in Southern California's market. I don't know how you fix it if you're baseball, because not for lack of trying. And internationally, I mean, he'll be huge. But until I told people he had a perfect game going and 12 strikeouts, and like, how many people really knew?
Doug, you may not like the fixes. So the NBA said, hey, man, we're going to take out hand checking. Okay, physicality's not it.
Right.
Hey, man, let's introduce the three ball, okay?
And please keep your chain of thought a second. So okay. For people who don't understand how much that affects the sport, I think most people do, but like, why do you think Kevin Durant struggles? Okay, why do you in the playoffs? Why do you think Steph Curry, like a lot of times in the NBA finals, you know, when that thing gets super physical first couple games, he can struggle. It's like, because they allowed a lot more physicality.
Yep.
You let those guys run free. I mean, Trae Young in the regular season, one of the most dynamic guards you're ever going to see. He didn't pee a drop the first game against the Heat. Why? Because they're grabbing him, they're holding him. It's not even old school physicality, but you add in the new school length with some of the old physicality, and it's a completely different sport. So yeah, what they do in the regular season it allows those guys to have ungodly stats.
Yeah, yeah, but the spacing, the physicality, the game is morphed. You know, Doug, when we played, there was a power forward and a center just sitting in the lane. There wasn't great spacing, and, you know, it's kind of the guard would go 1-2 dribble pull up at the top of the key, make his thing, do whatever he had to do. Football, they protected the quarterbacks. Offense is in. High-powered scoring. You can't touch the quarterbacks, okay? You can't even tackle a guy without being in trouble. But it's better for the game of football from an entertainment aspect. As it comes around to Ohtani and it comes around to baseball, what is the thing? And Doug, for me, you may not want to hear it. I don't know if it questions the integrity of the game. Hey, the home run race, that whole deal was the best thing for baseball because we were watching for home runs. Now, I'm not saying guys should be juicing. I'm not saying it's acceptable. And then what do we had a few years ago, the spider tacked or whatever, that whole deal went on. Like, and we were excited watching at least pitching. Hey, these guys are putting up monster numbers. Somehow baseball has to bring the highlights back to the sport. And I don't know if the answer is a different bat that becomes legal. I don't know if the answer is, you know, you bring it in a little bit so we're seeing more home runs. I don't know what the answer is, but you got to find a way to speed this game up. You gotta got to find it. A way to get it more exciting, Doug.
I got it. You ready?
So
this is hypotheses, not theory.
Okay.
But there are a lot of people that believe, and I believe, I think that one of the reasons, there's two reasons that I think, like college sports, there's more energy. So a lot of it negative energy, like in a college football stadium. and college basketball arenas than there used to be. You got to add in like the Twitter world, the IG world, where you everybody feels empowered to speak their opinion. I also think that name, image, and likeness, you know, guys essentially being professionals, that makes people, all right, well, you're getting paid. All right, well, now you have to perform. But the legalization of sports gambling changes things, right? Like everybody who ever played in the Garden before that thing was legal, you ever played Madison Square Garden, you know, you're like, man, why are these people hanging around? I remember I was a freshman in Notre Dame, and we're playing St. John's, and St. John's was terrible that year, and it was our first ever Big East win. And I remember the game, it was like late. There was like 2 or 3 minutes ago. And I'm like, why are these guys staying? Why are so many people staying here? Because I'd be like, I'm out. This game's over. It's not a great basketball game. And then they're yelling about, you couldn't even cover the over. You guys stink. You couldn't even. And I was like, oh, they're all betting on the game. I think betting on sports makes it, you know, brings action and attention. So here's the idea, Ryan Hollins. Here's the idea. You have a section of every major league stadium dedicated to live in-game betting.
Wow.
Give guys an iPad. You get credits before you walk in, and you sell booze. You have people giving them cocktails, and you got live betting. I'm in. We'll think about that. Let's welcome in Najee Harris, superstar running back, pro bowler, Pittsburgh Steelers, joining us. He's also I see him on wrestling, right? Like, now, are you getting in the ring in wrestling, or are you just somebody's hype man?
Well, you never know, man. I'm trying to step in there, but that night I was a hype man. It was a fun experience, and allowed me to come together and be entertained. But it was fun though, for sure. It was a good experience. I'll love to do it again.
Yeah, but did you get to where you really got a part of, like, everybody thinks like, oh, if I'm ever in a wrestling, like, I'm you just go over the top with the acting. Do you want another shot at it, right? So now you can really, really pick up. You got to get in character a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that'll be the easiest. Actually, I was trying to get in the ring and do like a little like choke slam or something like that, but they said I can't do it, you know, all little contract stuff, whatever. but I mean, shoot. I'm going to do it, though, eventually. I'm going to find something to do. Like I said, like you said, get into character. I could get into character. I feel like that would be the easy part.
Najee, what's going on, brother? Ryan Hollins here. Big, big fan. I think I'm a big 7-foot wide receiver, by the way. I think I was supposed to be a football player. I know some of the football guys think they can hoop. We all do that. But I want to throw something to you, man. It took me about 3 to 5 years in the league before I was comfortable to get into the community, to give back to where I came from, and to really be integral and understand my importance. You're doing this stuff now. You're getting behind initiatives now. Why is that important to you? I've seen a bit of your story, brother. I love the things you do, but I want to hear from your perspective how you did this so soon and had such an awareness that, like, man, I got to make this impact, and what's driving you.
You 7 foot?
Seven footer, baby.
Damn. Where that? Damn. You trying to get football, boy? You're good.
Line me up outside, man. Throw the fade up.
Hey, look, man. It'll be best if you don't play football. You'll get your knees will be blasted, boy. How much you weigh?
I'm 260 right now, but if I was lifting, put me at 270, 280 if I'm lifting football weight.
It'll be 270 lift. Nah, heck no. But anyways, it's good to start to build a foundation early. What's also good is the Pittsburgh, the whole city, the whole community, they all embraced me so welcoming that it was kind of easy to start so early. I remember I went to when I first got here. We went to that little speaking event thing. When I first got here, I think Franco Harrison was there, somebody else, but it was like a I don't know, what was that? But it was some event for kids was there, and you know, the whole city, it was the first time I really just stepped out. I was probably here for like 2 weeks maybe, and you know, first time I stepped out, and it was, I don't know how much people was, it was a good amount of people showed up, and you know, they always welcomed me with excitement and as if like I've been here for a minute. So just the whole city was just welcoming me so with open arms that it made a lot of things easier for me to start to do things that so early.
What you had a couple days now to let it sink in. What's it feel like with what happened with Dwayne Haskins?
So this is actually a subject that I do not want to talk about. If we could do that, please.
Sure. Najee Harris joining us on the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so no one wants to be a running back anymore, right? Like, I know you do, but, like, we're watching Debo Samuel, like, specifically, like, look, I want to stay or I want to be traded, but I don't want to because nobody wants to get hit, right? So why doesn't anybody want to be a running back anymore?
Well, like you said, first of all, Debo Samuel is an amazing player, and I'm a Niner fan, so I'm actually pretty mad for the Niners not to pay him. You know, they need to get something together because, you know, as a Niner fan, that's a great player. But
Najee, you a wild man, bro. You're a wild man, dude. I love your swagger.
You gotta have
brother.
A heart like Tony the Tiger.
I gotta say that. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
You gotta have a heart like Tony Tiger, man. This is our mission, man. Miss Tiger. But anyways, look though. But for a running back, I mean, it is a physical position. I mean, you know, we last the least in there, so. I like it because I think it is the most hard. It's one of the hardest positions on the field. You know, you can say all you want about the quarterback. You can say all you want about you know. Well, I think the DB is true too, but for a running back, you're getting hit by constantly D linemen. You know, 6'5", whatever, 380. Then the linebackers who's coming down fast. You got the safeties and you got the DB. So you got every position on the field that you're going to be going against every time. You know, to break it down, the receivers might go up against guys who's built from their size. So, like, Debo is, what, 6 foot, I don't know, 225, let's just say, 215. It might be the wrong measurements. But he's going up against guys that's, like, around that type of frame. So for him to play running back and to go up against guys that's not his frame, it could take a way bigger toll than what he's used to taking playing receiver. So, you know, I don't knock him. That's his choice. But me as a running back, I embrace all the contact. I like all of the how hard and difficult it is just to get 3 yards. I embrace the challenge of the running back position when you got to block O linemen, when you got to block D linemen, you got to block linebackers. You know, you got to read blitz protection. You got to read the hose. You got to press the hose. You got to find ways to get 3 yards running the ball in the NFL. It could be like 20 yards, you know what I mean? It's so hard to gain those yards. You're working for everything. You know, I got to work for, you know, some games I have an 8-man box, so I won't be having big games where receivers, you know what I mean, you might get bracketed, double teamed, some stuff like that. But I think the challenge of the running back position, not too many people can do it, so, you know, I wear that crown openly, man. Like I love a challenge, so, you know, I love running back.
Najee, you got to tell me, brother. Sorry, Doug, you had something else?
No, go ahead.
What is Coach Tomlin like, dude? I played for some old school coach. I played for Larry Brown. I played for, you know, Doc Rivers, who could be a player's coach. I played for 9 different teams, brother, in my career. So I've seen them all. And I see Tomlin from afar. Is he just seems like the coolest dude on the planet. Everything he says is just going to vibe and make sense to you. What is Tomlin like? Is he X's and O's tight? What is the vibe that he has? Because it seems like he just keeps making something out of nothing there with the Steelers, and you guys could just compete it in a year.
Well, hold on now, player.
Oh, my bad. All right.
What you mean something out of nothing? We got some weapons there now. Might not have been the best year now, but it ain't nothing there.
Okay. Okay. Well, talk to me. What did Tomlin do this year that brought things together or made things going as y'all has? Najee, you know I rock with you, dog. You know I rock with you.
Oh yeah. And you went to UCLA. Man, I rock with you. You don't even know it. Hey, but look at though. Mike T is an amazing coach, and what makes Mike T so good is that he builds a relationship where, you know, the players are wanting to play for him. That's always good for a coach to have the players want to make the game fun. Like, he makes the game fun for the players. You know, he's a cool dude to talk to. And I mean, he goes in the locker room. I never been around a coach who goes in the locker room and celebrates with the team the way he does. You know, I went to Alabama. It's kind of more strict, more of a environment. You know, you win a game, you enjoy it, and then like for like a couple hours, and then like you going back to work. You know, Mike T goes in there, enjoys, celebrates with us. He was dancing on live. That was the funniest thing I've seen. But yeah, he's for sure the X's and O guy. He knows a lot about the sport. he's a defensive-minded guy for sure. But, you know, just to be around somebody who's been around the game for so long and knows all the ins and outs about the game, you know, he knows all the small details about it. And not only that, but he cares about, you know, how you are off the field, too. He's a people's person. So, you know, it's easy to play for a guy like that.
No, I mean, never had a losing season. That guy's an absolute stud. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes Mission Tigers announced a donation to Pittsburgh Public Schools, helping 38,000 Pittsburgh middle schoolers participate in sports. Najee, what are you doing as a part of this mission?
Yeah, so I'm here right now at Greenfield Middle School, elementary school, and we're going to surprise their co-ed flag football team with a Mission Tiger donation to help to help them unleash their inner tiger. So, you know, we're donating $44,000 for equipment.
I like it, $44,000.
You just told us it's not a surprise, Najee. They know now.
No, but they're not listening. No. At school. They're listening
to the show. You think they're all surrounded around me or something like that? Like it's a huddle?
Listen, Najee, most important question is this, okay? What is your milk to Frosted Flakes ratio, right? Do you just drown it in milk, a little bit of milk? And then do you drink the milk afterwards, right? Because the milk has the Frosted Flakes sugar in it. What's your milk to Frosted Flakes ratio?
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never been asked this question before. You know, I mean, my mama always said just use water. So I don't really know. I don't really know how to answer that question. I guess I just use the right amount. Do I drink the milk? Yeah, but I'm also lactose intolerant. So, you know the struggles, man. Come on now.
All right. Get a little lactate, right? Or you can do oat milk. But there's still, some people like to drown it. Some people just like a little bit.
Milk.
I just want to know. Yeah.
I do almond milk though, man. I might pour just the right amount.
Just the right amount. Najee, get ready for that season. Thanks so much for joining us. Love the good work you're doing off the football field. Appreciate you joining us on the Dan Patrick Show.
Appreciate that, boss. Man, thank y'all for having me. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Groundbreaking runs in the family. Safety runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 MB Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Breaking news about Ben Simmons. We'll get into it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
With Ryan Hollins, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. We got breaking news for you. Breaking news is from Shams Charania. Ben Simmons, three-time NBA All-Star, will play Game 4 on Monday. Okay, game 4 on Monday. So it'll be his first game since last June. It is weird, though, right? Like, I'm going to play. Oh, you're going to play Game 3? No, I'm going to play Game 4. Okay. How does that work, Ryan? How do you go from not playing to training to, like, you're basically, it's like a car you haven't run all year and you drove around a little bit and then you just kind of throw it into the Autobahn. Like basketball, it's hard enough to play an NBA game when you haven't played preseason games, but playing in a playoff game, that seems difficult.
I'll be honest, I've never seen a scenario ever, and someone would have to jog my memory that I know better than what we've seen this year, probably since the last year's playoff with Ben Simmons. He refused to go back to the team, didn't want to play. Things got ugly with the organization. And then when he was traded, he wasn't able to play. So, unless we know Ben, who knows if he came in and he was injured from the offseason? I don't know. There's just a lot of intrigue there, and there's a legitimate reason why he, I guess, wasn't able to play, but I guess he's, you know, back to being able to play now. Everything with it seemed tough. But, you know, we talked about it earlier. Like, they really need Ben Simmons. Like Ben Simmons would be just such a factor. Even if, Doug, if he scored no points and it was all assists and he just pushed the ball in transition, or he's an extra body on Tatum. And I'll tell you this. Let's dive a little X's and O's. If you like, I feel like the ideal spot for him to come in is to kind of spell Drummond's minutes. And you don't make him be a four or make him be a let him play the five and defend. He can guard easily, you know, Al Horford and get some boards and push. And it's a different dynamic with Ben Simmons in the lineup. And I don't think he has to score a point, but I'm really intrigued, like you said, to see what he has, because every game in the playoffs gets even more intense. And you're popping in game four in a must-win scenario. So I'm it's like must see TV, dude.
Oh no, it's amazing. I just don't know how. And can you imagine? Here's one. Can you imagine how sore he's going to be after game four? Like you know, when you haven't played in a while, you go out and hoop even on a Saturday with your boys. And you're fine. You're having fun. You're like you get past that initial level of fatigue, and you kind of get your second wind. You're playing. Take off your shoes, and then you wake up the next day like, oh, everything hurts. Now imagine you're an NBA player and you're playing against the best players in the world. You haven't played an NBA game in a year. Like, you wake up, I'm telling you, the hardest thing is going to be getting ready for game five, not game four.
All I can say is I hope to God that he's doing some type of training right now. Like, you know, boxer will go in and boxers will actually spar guys, and that can be a little tough because you take away, like, I hope within this process, part of the time that you have seen him waiting is that they want to get as close to simulating this as possible. Or he's right. Got guys that, as I'm sure that the Nets probably hadn't practiced all year long. Like, there's some type of simulation if they're bringing the two-way guys, some G-leaguers. There's something they're doing that can prepare him for this because, yeah, you're right, it's going to be tough, and I'm pretty sure he'll be on a minutes restriction. We don't expect him to be in full, but even in that, I mean, you're right, Doug. It is a train wreck, and we've been seeing anything about Boston. There's a lot of physicality. They're going at you, and if I was on Boston's side, oh, it's war. I'm testing his legs out as soon as he's in the game.
Like, he reworked his shot, but you haven't taken a game shot. You have no idea how it's going to translate. All right, I'm going to get to the three games tonight. Let's get the games tonight. Grizzlies tied at one with the Timberwolves. Who you like? Memphis, a 2-point favorite on the road.
I like the Grizzlies. They kind of have to do this. Like, I think that the Timberwolves, their big three is a lot deeper. They're loaded. They're top heavy. But Memphis is supposed to win this series. And this is a big game to show that, hey, we're serious, guys. We're here.
All right. I'm going to take the other side. I like Minnesota. This is a big game. Four is the one I think they can steal. Game three, I think this is a – you're walking to a snake pit. Mavericks – taking on the Jazz. We don't know still about Luka with the ankle, I don't believe, but it didn't matter with Jalen Brunson. Series is tied at one. Who do you like?
If Uncle Luka plays, and I like to call him Uncle Luka, I'm going with the Mavericks. Otherwise, if Luka doesn't play, I'm going Jazz. I think it's that simple right there.
All right, Warriors Nuggets tonight in Denver. Warriors a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm all Warriors here. I'm all Warriors. That's hard. They're just too much energy there, too much experience, and, like, you know, they kind of have been waiting for this moment.
All right, I'm gonna take the Nuggets in that one. Altitude plus, they were allowed to be so physical with Jokic in San Francisco. I think the officiating will change. I think altitude changes as well. But I'm interested. Ryan, great job, dude. Good to be back with you. Let's do it again. Hey. In the meantime, remember, this is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Oh, we still got 10 seconds?
Seconds, Ryan. Have some fun, brother. I enjoyed it, man.
I didn't know you want to be a wide receiver, but Najee Harris pretty much said that's never going to happen. That did happen. He said that's never going to happen. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, my
gosh. On Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.